Jerry. He's got a bad habit these days of talking through the intro. Don't do it. Okay. Anyway, today is December 15th, 2010. It's the last show of the year. And I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you today. It comes from an article by Andrew O'Connell. And you know what he says? He says great companies are tough on their employees. Great companies hold their workers to high standards. They tell them bluntly when their work is no good. And apparently, that's the way it has to be. Difficult environments are where people do their best. Difficult environments bring out the best in employees. That's what the research says. People are better at solving complex problems in workplaces that are full of negative feedback. Positive feedback makes you feel good, yes. But there's just one problem. It doesn't get results. And I know nobody likes a nasty environment. A nasty environment. That's what the scientists call them. And nobody likes an abusive boss. But apparently superior performance demands a relentless focus on great results. And that in itself can make you anxious. And that in itself can make you depressed. You don't need a bad boss to make you unhappy. All you need is to be told you got to do your best and be reminded when you're not. We don't want it to be like that. We don't like it, but those are the facts. If you want to be your best, you don't come to work to have fun. If you want to be your best, you don't come to work to be fulfilled. If you want to be your best, you come to work hard and find out when you're not hitting the mark. Human beings don't like effort, and they're not going to go beyond their comfort zones unless they have to. So keep that in mind when you make your New Year's resolutions. Unless you hire some kind of dominatrix to guide you, you're probably not going to succeed. But look, there's one thing you can always count on. When it comes to radio, there's one show that always provides a difficult environment, and there's only one show that's always looking for trouble. And Jerry, let me ask you, what show is that?
The Recruiting Animal Show!
Welcome, everybody. Last show of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry,
yeah.
Time for you to talk about the virtual Christmas party. Go ahead.
Oh,
floor
cool.
is yours.
Virtual Christmas party. December 22nd. That's next Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Yes,
Eastern
me.
Standard Time.
Yes.
If you go to jerrytherecruiter.com, all the info is right there.
Yes.
It is for all of us virtual people. And if you work in an office and you're just looking to double up on your Christmas holiday fun,
yes.
Check it out. All kinds of fun stuff. We're going to have a chat going on. There's a conference call in. A couple of people have suggested video stuff.
Video.
Could be off the hizzy, you know what I'm saying? Off the hizzy.
Okay. Now, there's no guests today. We're just going to chat about topics.
Cool.
Let's talk about this box of Wheat Thins sun-dried tomato and basil I just opened. Loving it.
Oh, I love those.
I love those.
Great. Save that for the after show, okay? This is the recruiting show, Jerry, not the fun show. Didn't you hear the intro? What do you think of that?
I block it out. That was feeding my dog.
Oh, I'm sorry. No one ever told me the after show was fun.
Okay. Well, the first thing I want to talk about is a light topic. It's ageism and John Lennon. I was
cool.
reading a blog this. I was reading a blog this week, and the guy
this
says.
This is a recruiting show.
Well, you listen. Ageism is a recruiting issue, pal. The guy
I thought
said,
John Lennon
quote,
was a recruiter.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's what he would have had to become, because this guy said the three of us had grown up with the Beatles. This is the night John Lennon died. The three of us had grown up with the Beatles, and we understood that a part of our lives had vanished that evening on a sidewalk outside an apartment building in New York. Now, that's really not true. When Starbucks started selling the greatest hits of John Lennon, I was impressed. I didn't realize that, you know, so many of his 1970 songs were good, but really by age 40, John Lennon was over the hill. He was a has-been, and so was Paul McCartney, I'm sorry to say. Love the Beatles, but does anybody listen to the Double Fantasy album that was released a few weeks before John Lennon died? No, because you know what? They were too old. Those middle-aged guys don't put out the good things. Is
that
true or
not?
Why.
No.
Who's that, Janice?
Janice, yeah.
Tell me.
First of all, how drugged up were these people? How drugged up? How much drugs were they doing? The normal person doesn't do that. Second of all, he had stayed out of the limelight for 5 years when he came back and did that album.
Yeah, what's your point? He was drunk those 5 years. Those are his
years. My point is he was drunk a whole lot longer than that, number one. Number two, you can't bail for five years and come back. You can do drugs.
I don't want to go on too long, but the drugs have nothing to do with being a good musician. Although if you're a good musician, they can influence you. Here's something else I don't like about John Lennon. Although,
Yoko.
Like I said, I love the Beatles.
But he bailed for 5 years, Animal. That's
hold on! I'm talking now!
Okay.
Every time I go to Starbucks, I have to have him telling me war is over if I want it. What do you mean? War is over if you surrender. In a dog-eat-dog world, John Lennon, the fastest way to die is to refuse to kill. Isn't it true, Jerry?
Are you now trying to argue with dead John Lennon?
Hey, let's move on.
Why?
I just think he may be upset because his buddy didn't show up in the Starbucks parking lot this morning.
What happened to ageism?
The ageism is that middle-aged people aren't as creative as younger people. It's a fact.
Wrong.
What's baloney? I'm middle-aged.
Who's
I'm quite creative.
Oh, my God. What a generalization.
That's baloney.
Well,
I'm old and creative.
The Beatles weren't. The Beatles weren't, okay?
They broke up.
I'm moving on.
How can
I'm
they be creative?
On.
Yeah, how can they be creative? Sorry.
That's why they sucked, because they had broke up for 5 years.
Plus,
that's
at the
true.
End of the day, it was Yoko Ono that stifled John Lennon, not his age.
Okay, you know what? This isn't a Beatles show, please. I'm sorry I opened that can of worms. Press releases. A guy named Dave Knutson says that when you make a placement, you should send out a press release or email a newsletter that talks about your completed search, and it should say something like, ABC firm just hit another home run and placed a VP of sales. He says people aren't going to know how good you are unless you tell them. I personally hate that kind of stuff.
You're supposed to tell them who you placed and where?
Looks like it, yeah.
Do you include the fee amount and all that stuff?
I don't know.
That's just plain stupid.
He's a guy. Anybody like that idea, publicizing your victories?
Well, there's only one good reason to do that, and if you're doing it on, like, a separate blog or a separate...
Can you talk louder, Dr. Nick?
Oh, yeah, sure. Sorry about that. The only reason why you would want to do that is if you're doing it, like, under a separate blog or a separate feed to cross-link your stuff over and improve your SEO ratings. By doing that and putting those types of things out that link back to your corporate website and link to a client's website, all the search engines love you and make your ranks appear higher in the search engine.
Want to tell that a little slower just so everyone understands?
It makes Google good.
Online. Google is sensitive to press releases. Is that what you're saying?
Well, anytime you're putting links back and forth between your site, another site, and company, and you're doing it on different channels, through different channels, like press release services or a couple other places that I monitor, you're going to see that over time, that's going to improve your search engine rankings. And
okay,
that's
really interesting.
That's really the only benefit to that, because like Jerry was saying, you know, what, you're going to put your fees and who you placed there as well? You know, like, you got to be careful.
Well, yeah, but the idea is here that everybody wants to work with a winner, and if you show on a regular basis that you're placing people at a high level, you know, a certain level in certain kinds of companies, they'll say, hey, I want that guy too. That's the recruiter I want to work with.
What do you think, Animal?
I told you I hate the way they wrote it, but there's a certain logic to letting people know that you're out there and that you're placing people. I'm undecided.
Okay.
Okay? Next talk. A
lot of effort for very little, if any,
oh
theoretical
my God,
love
me ask
baloney.
A question. He let me ask a question. Thank you.
Go ahead. Go
was
ahead.
It Kathy's Corner?
Kathy's
no, I already
corner
did
right
it.
Now. Go ahead.
No, I already
Kathy's
did it.
Corner.
Kathy's
but,
Corner. Animal's being
okay.
So sweet today. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Can't wait to
here's
see him
some...
at the virtual birth at the virtual
man,
Christmas
party. Yeah, yeah, okay. We plugged him already. Okay, cool.
VCP, 12:22, 7 p.m. EST.
I didn't get to ask.
I know.
This.
I want the video on there, Jerry.
Hey,
you have to
hey,
do the video
hey,
chat.
I'm talking. I'm
Mike
talking.
Springer's going to help
hey.
You set that up. I'm out of
the
loop.
The
okay,
show.
Mike, we
save
have
it
to
for
do
later.
It.
Oh. Really, come on. You guys are making yourselves look bad, okay? Now,
no,
it last week, Barb Goldman said, mergers and acquisitions are good opportunities to recruit people. They're always terrified because of the uncertainty. And I was wondering, what do you – but I didn't get her to say, I don't think, when you cold call someone and you're recruiting them deliberately because it's an uncertain mergers and acquisition situation – what do you say? Do you come right out and say, hey, you know, I heard there's some changes at your company, wondering if you'd be interested in a look at something new. Anybody got an opinion? Second
you don't ask a yes or no question like that, Animal. How many times I got to tell you?
Okay, well, what would you say in that situation?
Ask him, how does it make you feel about your position there?
So give
really
me the
pretty
word.
Simple. That's what I would say.
Okay.
I'm not going to role play it with you.
Okay, anybody else? That's pretty good, Jerry. Thank you. Anybody else got a comment on that, or is it just too straightforward? Okay.
Straightforward.
Now, the next thing I want to talk about is a term from the Middle Ages. It's Italian. It's called sprezzatura. Sprezzatura. Any Italians on the line today? Sprezzatura.
When the
okay.
moon hits your eye like a...
okay.
That's sprezzatura.
Sprezzatura. Sprezzatura means that you do something so easily, something difficult, you do it so easily and you make it look like it's effortless and it comes across great. And I was reading an article by a guy named Gideon Rackman. He writes for the Financial Times, and he saw Malcolm Gladwell speak, and he was really, really, he was going to speak at the same conference. He saw this guy speak and he was really impressed. He said it was effortless, unrushed. And yet, it ended right on time. So we asked Gladwell how he did it. And Malcolm Gladwell said, I quote, "It's all scripted. I write down every word, and then I learn it off by heart. I do that with all my talks, and I've got lots of them." Now,
wow.
Jerry says he doesn't do scripts. But in fact, Jerry, who just told us what cold call we should use, he's got a number of standard lines that he just pops into place as the situation demands. And I agree with that. You have to, with Gladwell, you have to memorize the stuff, and then it comes to mind so quickly, if you want to tweak it a bit, you've got time as you're saying it. Anybody else got a dispute with that?
Word for word, huh?
Word for word. I agree with Malcolm Gladwell on this.
Well, I think
yeah.
Maybe
and,
if you're
and,
if you're making like a keynote speech or something, then you certainly could be word for word because nobody's going to interrupt you. When you're on the phone and you're in sales, you're listening to that person and reacting to the direction they're going. So you can't have word for word stuff ready to go. Otherwise, you're just
you
going
know
to make
Jerry,
sure that
you
get your stuff
like
across.
A, no. What you do, and I'm endorsing you as someone who's good at that stuff. You're like a chess player. A good chess player studies a lot of standard situations, so they recognize them right away and they know what to do. So you've got a lot of standard situations in mind, you got a lot of standard replies, and you just pick out the right one. It's true, you don't know which one you're going to use, you don't have a canned script, you've got a lot of canned scripts, and you can juggle them around as the situation warrants. But I'm going to add one more thing. Christopher Hitchens, very good speaker, very impromptu speaker, and he said, I was reading an article with him in the National Post, an interview, and the guy asked him, when did your love of speaking well begin? He says, at school, I was interested in current affairs, and there was a debating society, and at the time, I was shy, and I had developed a stammer. That was embarrassing to me, and I thought I might cure it if I forced myself to speak in public. This guy's a fantastic speaker. He's a talented speaker, and yet he still had to groom his speaking ability to develop it. So that's encouraging. Somebody who's a lousy cold caller can, I think, by memorizing standard lines and forcing themselves to do it over and over again, they can become almost as good as Jerry. Is that fair? Anybody dispute that?
There's a lot of people as good as me.
Okay.
Yeah, but you do it by concepts, though. And he's an outstanding recruiter. I'm a real fan, Jerry, and I think you know that. But I don't think you memorize verbatim anything. I think you know if he positions himself that way, you're going to respond this way. But it's conceptual. It's not verbatim, is it?
I think
no, it's not verbatim. It's being engaged with the person I'm talking to and listening and having intelligent questions, which help me figure out what's going on.
Yeah,
well, but
now, all your questions are all memorized. And Janet,
no, they're not.
For job hunters, for
no,
job
they
hunters,
most certainly are not.
Okay.
Go ahead, Animal. What were you going to say?
For job hunters, it's even more important. Yeah, they should memorize all their stuff, and then they can improvise as the need be. But they really, you know, they go into an interview. Lots of them are nervous. If it's not already automatically there in their memory, they're going to screw up. They're going to choke.
But if you script them, they sound like robots. You've got to teach them concepts.
Yeah. Now the thing is, if you script it and you're not 100, if you haven't memorized it 100%, you're going to sound like a robot because you're trying to do it mechanically. But a guy like Malcolm Gladwell, he's gone beyond that. Obviously, he said he memorizes it word for word, and he does it really well. So that's my advice.
Well, he's amazing.
Successful blogging. Next topic. These aren't turning anybody on. Am I right about that?
Well, I could make a comment about it, but it's going to derail you.
Go ahead.
Well, if the way that you're describing this, and this is
can
something
you talk
that
louder? You've been on the show enough times to talk into the phone.
This is Nick
Palmer.
Palmer. I'm on my handset, not on my headset. Maybe I should put my headset back on.
You know what? Resume strategy, you are 100% wrong. She says there's a universe of difference between a public presentation and a one-on-one cold call. No way. They're the exact same.
No okay, way. Go. She's right. You are dead wrong.
Okay,
the
Dr.
way that,
Nick.
In the world that I walk, in one of the worlds that I walk in, when you're fighting and practicing martial arts, I mean, you have to learn what a punch is, you have to learn what a kick is, you have to learn what a throw is, but the way you string those together, how you apply them and when you apply them is always very, very different, but you've got to be confident, comfortable, and skilled in executing those basics. And that's the same thing that we've talked about on the show from time to time. Jerry has amazing basics. He's got all of his basics so patterned and wrote down that they are, well, I don't.
I like how everybody knows me so well.
when you're able to fire
except
those things
you,
off
you don't
like
know
that,
yourself, Jerry. What this guy's saying is true. He's saying the exact same thing I did. Go ahead, Dr.
So,
Nick.
So that's what I see this discussion kind of revolving around. Is it's that mastery of the basics, and having that mastery of the basics allows you to be flexible, dynamic, and creative
yes,
in your
in
application.
Yes, and in martial arts, Dr. Nick, the guys practice them a million times. They overlearn the different moves. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You ever seen that guy on YouTube that does that hillbilly karate stuff?
It's hilarious.
Where he's saying a judy chop. you know that guy?
It's hilarious.
Nope. I'll look it up and I will post it into your Twitter stream, man.
Okay, I read an article in the Harvard Business Review, and it was talking about building rapport with strangers, like potential clients and stuff like candidates and things like that. And they talked a lot about mirroring. The successful salespeople are tall. They mirror the body movements instantly and unconsciously. And one of the ways you can do that is you can mimic the accent of the person you're speaking to. Now, I know that Peter Lefkowitz believes in that. I've talked about it on the show before. I just find it kind of funny. Anybody else agree with the Harvard Business Review article?
I do, but it's got to be very subtle.
Well, okay, give us an example, Janice. I can't imagine. For you, you've got such a strong accent yourself. I can't imagine you mimicking anybody else.
And I would never do that, but if you know, if I'm talking to an individual and they're more slower paced, I'll slow down my communications so that I can relate to them and they can relate to what I'm doing. Chemistry is everything, and I need to get as close to someone. I can't get a New York accent. I can't get a Southern accent, but I can begin to study who I'm in front of and be more the persona of that person, especially if they're
okay, so something very general like speed, that's a good point. You don't have to talk like an Indian if you're talking to an Indian, but if he's talking slowly or speaking fast.
And who would? Did somebody actually say to do that, to
Harvard
mirror somebody's accent?
You, Jerry, you're never going to be in there. Harvard
to mirror
business,
their accent?
I do it all the time.
You know what? I've got, if you go to the recruitinganimalshow.com, I've got every topic that I'm talking about with a link to the article I got it from.
You
okay?
know, I used to go to recruitinganimalshow.com until you switched over to the soft porn artwork. What's this all about? Sometimes my kids will come in my office to see what I'm doing. Hey, how's work going? What? Oh, sorry, you caught me with the burlesque girls on the animal show thing, son.
You know what, Jerry? That's right off TV. That's Christina Aguilera. And I
oh, right off TV. It ought to be good for family then, right, Animal?
Yeah,
I thought you said this
yeah.
is a family show.
It is
you say that all the
show,
time. This
is
a family show, and I got skin here.
I didn't think. That's no skin.
I'm offended.
That's no skin. In fact, I had a point there. Doesn't Christina Aguilera look a lot like Dee Snider from Twisted Sister?
Jerry, you need to schedule it the way I do. You watch porn after the wife leaves to work and before the kids get home from school.
Good idea, but I don't have to resort to porn, buddy.
Yeah. Doesn't she look like Twisted Sister?
Yeah.
Snider?
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Pretty funny.
I think
except for her
real.
Boobs.
Oh, you can't
yeah,
say
well,
boobs on the show.
He could buy those, too, if he wanted to, all right? Now,
yeah, scroll down. A couple weeks ago you had some.
I
oh,
know.
Yeah, right.
That was like.
Oh, you know what?
I got that saved in my favorites.
So wait a minute
okay,
here. Jerry, your kids go to your office and ask you how work's going?
Sometimes.
Hey, Dad,
sure
how's
they
work
do.
Going? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Wow.
They're a part of my world, you know?
That's
like Leave It to Beaver almost.
Hey, Boy Wonder, you used to do that.
No, I didn't.
I want to
yeah,
know the
no, I mean,
recipe.
Okay, let's move on.
I want
on.
My
That's
kids to
Jerry
know what I
show.
Do and stuff.
That's the Jerry Show. Later, not now. But I just want
and
to
my Jerry's
one
making
thing.
Dinner
Janice,
for his
Janice,
wife
Janice,
tonight.
Janice.
That's
not Janice.
Okay?
That was Kathy.
I'm calling Janice. I want to talk to Janice.
I'm here for you.
Not Kathy. Kathy. I want to talk to Janice. You said you change the speed. Is there anything else you change when you're mimicking people or just?
I will take a look at maybe their posture, okay? And I will try to fit in more with what they're doing, okay?
What does that mean, slump? If they
well,
slump,
no,
you
no,
slump.
No,
if you...
no, no. I'll tell you something. When I got coaching certified, we learned to, and we had an exercise in that, in which another individual, and I'll tell you who it was with me, it was CEO coach, 15 years ago, and suddenly I was interviewing her, and when I would cross my legs, she would too, and I would put my hand up, she would too, and it took me a while before I realized what she was doing. Now, do I do that when I talk to somebody in person? No, because that's too obvious, okay?
I'm just picturing Sharon Stone here. I'm having a... crazy deal going on.
It was Deb Dib, but anyway.
Okay, so let's just let me just give some. So that's the person who's talking is at exec job coach. Her son who barged in there is at job search coach. The boy wonder. Okay, and we'll talk about everybody else after. C Manis. I won't spell your name. Okay, we'll do it later. Okay, now here's another topic. What job hunters and salespeople can learn from politicians. You want to know what they can learn? Narcissism. I was reading some articles on narcissism. Now, a narcissist is someone who wants high status and believes that he or she can get it. And his confidence and ambition, he's confident. He thinks he can get it, and he wants it. And those make him outgoing. He goes and talks to other people. He's friendly to people because he wants them to support him. Now, the thing is, though, because he's focused on status, not the people, he'll dump them at a moment's notice if he finds something better. That's the idea of narcissism. And obviously,
Jerry.
Politicians, Pepper Schwartz said politicians are different. She said, now here's what she said. I'll just read this and we'll go on. How many of us would have the desire, much less the ability, to promote ourselves ceaselessly? You have to do that as a politician. It's an amazing level of self-love and a need for affirmation. Hey, that's what a job search person has to do, and really that's what a recruiter has to do who's making cold calls all day. So I think they can take a lesson. There are politicians, and that's what they do, and that's how they become successful, and that's what we have to do too. Anybody disagree?
Maybe something we could learn from the politicians is how to, say, get a 2,000-page agreement and just jam it down their throat and make them sign it without reading it.
You know, Jerry, you have to derail everything. Remember, I'm going to use Dr. Nick's word, derail.
Good answer.
I'm trying to derail the show.
That's a reasonable answer.
It's a great answer.
What's wrong with that answer?
Okay.
I'm the only one that did answer, okay?
Now,
let's not answer any questions.
I'm going to ask some questions from the narcissism test. Now, I know how Jerry would answer these. They're multiple choice. Number one.
You know how I'd answer these.
I have a natural talent for influencing people. B, I'm not good at influencing people. Jerry would say A, right? Number B.
Almost never the letter D.
Pardon me? There's no D there, okay? When people compliment me, I sometimes get embarrassed. B, I know that I'm good because everybody keeps telling me so. Okay? Obviously, which one is the narcissist? Here's A, the thought of ruling the world frightens the hell out of me. B, if I ruled the world, it would be a better place. I think a lot of us, nobody's picking up on this, right?
I don't think it's narcissistic. I think it's confident. Why do you have to call it that?
Well, this is kind of spinning narcissism in a good way.
I guess.
Yeah.
Were there any C's? Because when in doubt, I pick a C.
Oh, God.
Well, see, there's some bad stuff, too. Here's what number 14 is. I insist on getting the respect that is due me. Number B is I usually get the respect I deserve. So they insert a number of questions that are where the person is a bit over the top. Here's number 16. I can read people like a book. B is people are sometimes hard to understand. Who would say I could read people like a book? Anybody here?
No.
I sometimes feel like I can, and I'm usually right.
Give me an example, Chair.
I have examples. It happens all day long.
Okay. I try not to be a show-off. I'll usually show off if I get the chance. What's wrong with that if you're a job hunter? That's good. Okay. Time for me to move on?
Yep.
Okay. I was reading Lori Ruderman's blog, and I thought she was a bit oversensitive. I just thought I'd part of the community. I thought I'd she said she goes to she goes to conferences and people come up to her who have not met her before and they say, "Wow, you're really short." Is there something wrong with that? I mean, she is short.
She is.
Is that sensitive or oversensitive?
Oversensitive.
Is that normal? Is that healthy or oversensitive?
No, it's oversensitive.
Okay.
So here's something. So the woman writes on her blog that it bothers her when people say that she's short, and the first thing you do is you go on your radio show and say that she's short.
What do you mean? She's short.
Is that what just happened here?
Yeah, that's it.
You know, it may be oversensitive, but people at least have to be polite and not bring it up.
That's not an insult.
I'm not talking
short.
About the show.
There's nothing wrong with being short.
There's nothing wrong with it, but it's like pointing things out. It's like, how's the weather up there? I mean, it's just not nice. Just don't do it. You don't know how a person's going to feel about that.
You wouldn't
That's
say
the
that
first thing
bad.
I want to hear is when someone comes
now,
up
was,
to me,
Jerry,
please talk
say,
about a physical attribute of mine. I mean, come on. That's just silly.
If you said, gee, you're fat, that would be different. But, gee, you're short. I'm 5 foot tall. That's never been an insult.
How about, gee, great blog.
Okay, well, here's a couple more. Just
how about,
a couple
gee,
more.
Way to drop the F-bomb all the time.
You're grounded.
She says, yeah, but here's that's the point. She comes across on her blog as a tough person. Here's another one she doesn't like. Wow, your last name is awful. It is. Her name is awful. Her reply is, don't you work in HR? Where's your commitment to diversity? Hey, if your name is hard to spell, right, that's your problem, not mine. It's a problem. Ruderman is not an easy name.
It is
anyway,
not easy.
If she's a feminist, why'd she take her husband's name anyway, okay?
Ooh, hey now.
And there's another. Here's other people say, I heard other people say to her, I heard you just turned 50. You look great.
Oh, God. She's not 50.
No, she is.
She's like 35.
She isn't, but she's always talking on her blog about getting old. Last week she was talking about getting turkey waddles or whatever they call them. She's only 35. She doesn't have that. Okay?
How old is she? 35?
Yeah, she's wrong about her hair dyeing thing, too, if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that now. She says it's wrong. You know, people want to look younger, and dyeing your hair from gray at home, she makes a differentiation. Doing it at home, dyeing your hair from gray is not a good thing. I disagree with her entirely. Anybody
male or female?
Doesn't matter.
Well, you go ahead. You got an opinion, Janice? Job to a coach?
Unfortunately, we coach in image, and the men tend to go...
Hey, can you talk into your phone? You don't sound very loud to me.
Oh, I don't? Okay, I'm sorry. The men tend to get Grecian Formula 44 and look like they have shoe polish on their head. Okay?
Ooh,
and that's bad.
Ooh.
it's black hair, and it all looks the same, and no, that's bad. We can spot them a mile away. The women tend to do a better job. I think you can do the box at home, but you better – it depends on what color hair you have. But for women not to color their hair is bad news.
Yeah, come on, ladies. Yeah.
I agree, you know what? And there was an article in Time magazine where these two women are – twin sisters, both 55 years old. One stopped dyeing her hair, and she hadn't seen the other for a while, and they were coming down the street, and one thought, boy, that's what I'm going to look like in 10 years. and the other one thought, boy, that's me 5 years ago, right? They were the same person. It makes you look old when you have gray hair. And you know what's worse? Having a gray mustache as well. Shave your mustache if your beard is gray. That's ridiculous.
I like the guys with the shoe polish black hair.
Okay. Anyway, so are we all agreed on that? Has anybody not spoken? Kathy Manis, would you like to come chime in? Because we were talking about that before.
I'd love to. I think that I agree with Janice. I think men who dye their hair look a lot older, and that women generally look great, but, you know, they don't do all one color. They do highlights.
Right.
Yeah.
Women who have dyed black hair, all black, look bad, too. It's not a gender issue.
I think men who dye their hair look like men who dye their hair.
Yeah, they do. And you know what? The hair plug thing. Oh, my gosh. Animal. I was at the airport, and I saw this guy with hair plugs, and I've never seen a line like that in my life. It was I couldn't stop staring.
Ladies, what do
you
think about bald guys?
I got a friend.
I like bald guys.
They're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not even an age thing.
Her son's lost a lot of his hair. And he looks great, I have to say. I met him. Okay, now here's a bad recruiting marketing. But just before the show, I'll just insert this. I got an email from Ravin Kant Konda.
Hey, did you guys see what Blake just tweeted there? He did a Dee Snider and Christina comparison. Have you seen it? Check that out. That's pretty good.
Okay, I'll have to catch up with that. Yeah. I can't look at Twitter while I'm leading the show. And
seriously?
Nobody else is talking, so I have to do all the talking.
I'm kind of helping lead the show, and I'm on Twitter.
Thanks, Jerry. You're helping,
welcome.
Right? You're not leading. There's a difference, okay?
All kinds of
you know what? I got to tell you, I know how you'd score on that narcissist test. I know from a fact, and that's why I think it's a good thing. It helps you be successful.
I know
anyway,
how you'd score on the recruiter test.
They're both the same. They're both the same test. That's my point, Jerry. Okay, from Ravin Kant Konda, I got an email. It's not addressed to me. It's addressed to tschelum or something at gmail.com, and it says, subject is hi there. It says, how have you been? It's been a while that I have spoken to you as I was transitioned to a different role in Radiant for past couple of years. I wanted to keep you updated as I have recently joined a different firm. It's called Zilog, and it's much bigger than Radiant. I never heard of this guy in my life. I've never spoken to him. He didn't address it to me. What's the point? And he gives his mobile address and an address in Edison, New Jersey. Where's Edison, New Jersey?
New Jersey.
In New Jersey.
Okay.
It's sort of a
suburb of Scottaway, I believe.
I don't believe he's in New Jersey. I'm pretty sure he's in India. Or where's 847 area code?
No, there's a big international community. They're in New Jersey. A lot of
specifically in Island, there is a very large international community, but I think the 847
area code. Well, you know what?
I
think you're right.
Chicago.
I read about that. There's a huge Indian community in Edison. Now you mention it, it's right. But the guy's writing broken English, and he's giving me a message like he's talked to me before when he hasn't. And then at the end he says, I'm actually looking for a strategic alliance with your organization for offshore support service and staffing services.
I've got that before,
really
too.
Turns me off. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do people buy from these guys? Anybody know?
No.
Nobody knows. Okay. Pardon me, Jerry.
I would imagine somebody did. Right?
They would be sending all these emails. It's just like somebody falls for the, I've got $10
million
Nigerian I need you
scheme
to transfer
yeah
into your account.
Yeah, okay. This is the bad Twitter name of the day. I told this girl to change her name, and she didn't. But it's Leslie Fine, INT. She's an interior decorator, She got a nice website. Her name is Leslie Fine, no capitals, and then INT, no capitals. First of all, putting INT, which is meaningless, at the end of your Twitter name, it's just ridiculous. If someone figures out that her first name is Leslie and her last name starts with F, they're going to think her last name is Finant or something. Finant. They can't. It's ridiculous. And I said, look, no one's going to understand that. She didn't know me, but anyway. But that's the bad
Twitter
name of
the day. This is a
topic. I just wanted to point it
I'll
out.
I'll be
okay?
back in 5 minutes. Don't hang up
on
me. Let me
on.
Break.
You can come back when you're
get on to something that's got some meat to it.
Care.
I'll be back.
He's boiling pheasant.
Does anybody else have something
potting.
Else they want to talk
My
about?
My name is boiling.
Somebody just
Does anybody
started.
Else
just
want to
started.
Talk about something? Okay.
Yeah, I do.
What do you want to talk about?
How's the activity going in November and December with companies?
You know what? I'm not interested in that. Here's the quote.
Oh, Animal, let Rayanne on. Let Rayanne on. You haven't.
Everybody's open.
No, the 949. She's not on.
Yes, I do. She's on. 370. Yeah, she's on.
No, 949.
I'm not 370. Hello.
949-370.
Hey, oh, hi.
949-370. Isn't that you? Rayanne?
No.
Okay, well, there's a 949 there. Sorry. Oh, there's a 949-706.
That's
Is that
me.
You?
Yes,
You're open. You're talking to me now. Everybody can
thank
hear
you. Well, thank you. Are you sure everyone
you
can hear
You want to say something? You want to say
Hello?
Something?
Hello.
She does great blogs. Rayanne,
Enjoy
your blogs
the season.
Are awesome.
You know what? You guys are better in Jerry's show than my show. Okay. Now,
hey, Animal.
I was on. Yeah.
How's your December going? I know you have a couple of collaborations going. How's it going?
You want to talk about
lousy.
That?
Lousy.
Oh, that's why.
Lousy.
Why is
okay.
that? Tell us why it's
because
lousy.
There's
Maybe
one
we can
guy.
Help you out.
One guy decided that he's not going to. It's a huge bonus that he won't get it unless he stays at his company until March. So after negotiating a pretty good salary with the new company, much more than they intended to pay, he realizes that he can't start till the beginning of March. So I don't know what's going to happen with that, right? Then I told you last week I had another guy go out.
He didn't
out
find that out before?
That's what I was thinking.
No, he didn't find it out before. I said it's a collaboration, right? Okay?
Yeah.
So there
okay.
we go.
So you didn't talk to him then?
Well, I did talk to him, and I did talk to him. I didn't find that out before. Okay?
Hey, Animal, it's David. Is there any chance you can talk to the client to see if they'll wait?
Yeah, they might. I don't know. We'll see. The guy's very good.
Hey, Rayanne, right, congratulations on Wonderful Life, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah. You know, all those nice things you're saying to each other, leave it for Jerry's portion of the show, okay? This is
Mary,
bring it. Come on, Animal, bring it. I'm ready. Bring your not nice things. Let's go. Let's do.
Okay. Well, no, this is not bad. I was on the HF chat last Friday, and there was some stuff there that I wanted to point out. Jen Batty. I don't know what she does. Jenbatty. She's in Chicago. I know that.
I think she's relocation.
She's a financial
what?
Planner.
She's a financial planner. Why is she talking
about
that?
Yeah, financial planner and analyst.
Okay, well, she's always doing on these recruiter things and career things. And she said, I'm restructuring her words. She said, when it comes to recruiters, older is better. I know Steve Levy agreed with her. Anybody else got an opinion about that?
Oh, I
agree.
There was some post about don't even talk to me unless you're a recruiter and have 16 years experience. What?
Like that, Rayanne.
What is the magic number of 16?
Okay, I'm back.
I don't know. You don't agree with it, obviously, right?
No, I don't agree with it. I think recruiting
kind of
is a lot like acting. You either have it or you don't.
Amen.
It's not really something that you can teach. It's not really something that you can learn. It's something
Somebody
that
it
is part
me.
Of who you are.
Yeah, but
Rayanne, you have to be able to.
For it.
You have to be able to
you
understand
can
learn the nuances
tricks
of
and
how
life.
To hone your. Look, you can learn tricks and how to hone those skills. But in order to be a really effective recruiter, it's something that is in you. It's not
yep.
something that can be taught.
Agree.
Yeah, I agree. You can learn, Jerry, someone taught you the techniques, but, you know, you have to have the ability to be empathetic and ask people the hard questions. And you can't teach that. That comes from within.
Yeah, the reason that you're a good recruiter, Jerry, is because you're Jerry, not because somebody taught you some techniques.
The funny thing is everybody thinks I'm a good recruiter. That's
what
I find hilarious here.
Jerry,
okay,
we don't
well,
really want to use you as an example.
Planner.
We got no one else to use, okay?
Well,
okay,
you're
gotcha.
a
I have a question for all you then. Well, is that the same thing for every other career, like doctors and for garbage men?
Yeah,
and
depends
other
upon
stuff?
The person. Depends
sure
upon
is.
The person.
I would suck as a garbage man.
You know, Ryan, I think you'd be a pretty good garbage man, but that's beside the point. There's a lot of without denying the role of talent, there's a lot of study being done right now on the development of excellence in people just by deliberate practice. That's a technical term, deliberate practice. These guys are always trying. People who are best are always trying to improve. They're doing little. They're monitoring their performance and trying new things. And that's what makes them improve, not just talent. Talent will only get you so far. And you're saying it's the essential ingredient. Maybe it is, but other people are saying it isn't. And other people are psychologists who are doing research. Okay?
They're talking about recruiting, though. Or are they talking
She's
about
talking
research
about everything,
and,
but she
and
was
are they happy?
Talking about
I mean,
recruiting.
Well, so recruiters are... So recruiters are special and isolated in this little bubble where only talent?
No, she's saying recruiters and everybody else. She's saying recruiters are born, not made. I don't know.
Disagree.
That's not what I said. No, I
yes,
said in order
to... Yes, it is what you said. You said he's a recruiter. He's a good recruiter because he's Jerry, not because he was trained to be a recruiter. That's what you said, Rayanne, okay?
He's a great recruiter because he was trained. He's a good recruiter because he's Jerry.
Well, now she changed her story. Okay, thank you.
You know what? That's my prerogative. And if that's the best you can come up with as far as a rumble goes, you're really failing these days. Come on.
You think I have to bring out the cannons when, I mean, you're offering, you know, holes in your story like that?
Oh, we've got the cannon.
That's right.
I think everybody on the phone agreed with me, Animal. You're the only one that doesn't.
Okay.
No,
I disagree.
I disagree.
Yeah, I agree with you.
If you disagreed, you can just keep your mouth shut.
Oh.
You know, why don't you say that for Jerry's show, okay? Now,
I don't tolerate that stuff on my show either. What makes you think that people get to run rampant on my show, but yet you're in such control
on your show, Jerry?
I was just getting sassy. It's the schnapps in my coffee. Give me a break.
Oh, good
for
you.
Okay.
Animal,
okay.
You have to admit that life's experiences, if you're older, does make you a better recruiter.
As long as you keep up and stay contemporary.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're asking someone to relocate and you're 22 and don't understand the nuances of having a family uproot, then you're not going to probably be very effective.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I think she was referring to, her idea was that older people have had more time to develop more contacts in a business.
Oh, I'm talking about life experiences to be able to relate to the candidate.
Okay. I mean, if you just get better at it until you're too old to do it. As long as you're young enough to get it, you get better at it. How's that?
Okay,
so I tell my wife.
Can you get too old to do this job?
I guess she's still waiting. That's a good question.
That's a good question, because I read an article this week that's saying that men in their 80s and 90s want sex. I mean, if they have the energy to have sex.
I can completely confirm
that. My sister has worked at a nursing home, is a director of activities at a nursing home. And they constantly catch men sneaking into the other residents' homes or rooms. And
well, she's not talking about.
You know, some people have Alzheimer's and they do things like that. I'm not talking about that, okay?
I don't think
you need Alzheimer's.
I mean, come on.
No, that's why they invented all those
normal.
Pills. The blue
that's
pills
normal.
That
men
Stop
in their 80s and 90s.
In an old folks' home? That's
my
dream. And a cup of tea.
My point in saying that was that... that if they have the energy for
Dave
that, you know,
Manister
why couldn't
they be turned on? Why couldn't you be a recruiter when you're Dave Manister on?
Yeah, I think this probably is turning Dave Manister on.
If you got your head together, and you know, and you keep up, okay, that's decades of wisdom and on what not to do and what to do. As long as you got your head together, and that's the thing. I can tell you that because you know I'm going to be 64. For those of you who don't know, as long as I know what's happening, I keep up. Okay, I practice. What is the number in which I need to stop? There isn't any.
No,
it's hard to be an advisor on things that you have no experience in.
Right, that was my point. If you're too young, it may be very difficult to, you know, recruit, you know, upper-level management people.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, are you a better recruiter today than 20 years ago?
Far better.
Amy,
hey, we just went out animal saying that condoms had to be installed into a 55-plus community. A condom machine.
Well, 55
condom
plus,
machine,
55
not condoms installed.
Who said that?
Barb Fossey.
Oh, yeah.
Said
okay,
that she managed a 55-plus community, and they had to install condom machines because they had sex like teenagers.
Yeah, they have sex left and right in those communities.
Yeah,
you know
Maureen
that?
Is on. Maureen is on. Maureen, are you on the line?
I'm here.
Maureen just posted on Twitter, Janice, I thought you were in your mid to late 40s. She's got a son in her early 30s, okay?
He's a child bro.
Who does? Me?
I'm not in my early
30s. Wait a minute. Boy Wonder's 38.
38, 37.
Okay, he's in
his
late 30s. Okay.
There
he looks
go.
Like he's in his early 30s. Okay. Anyway, okay.
Because the
now
hair
here's
plug.
Something. Here's something. It was an article on ERE by Carmen Hudson. It was very well written. I don't often say that. And the thing that I want to talk about in it, there's two aspects. It was called, I think, the failure of promise of social recruiting, something like that. And the point that I was extracting from it was, I would not expect to find, it was called the lack of nuance in social recruiting. She says the other factor that inhibits social recruiting success is nuance. In the example above, the recruiter is looking for very specific experience. Well, okay, but what her point is that that social recruiting efforts based on posting or advertising, such as posting positions on Facebook or Twitter, have not been nuanced enough to be any more effective than traditional job boards. In fact, because these tools were not built with recruiting in mind, most of these postings are even less targeted than postings on job boards, right?
I would agree with that.
I find that interesting in that she has a big Twitter job tweeting service.
Well, so she says social recruiting. Listen, she says social recruiting works when it's done on a small scale. For example, a recruiter searches Twitter to find engineers discussing agile software, development cycle models. She finds a dozen or so likely suspects. She does further research by reading their blogs and checking their LinkedIn profiles. Note, you know, there's she says it takes a lot of time. She gets down to five it's not scalable. That's the other thing she
How
said.
How is that any different than recruiting by referral? I mean, it's basically you just using the newer tools to do the old school recruiting.
Yeah,
it's
but it's
targeted
not, I guess
recruiting.
She's saying it's not good for staffing. She says, first of all, the first point she makes is that like Facebook or this, but if you put out an ad, people aren't even looking for ads there. So it's not really a hot place to get your message out.
Yet.
Not as hot as an old folks home. Let's say.
Look, here's the thing, Animal. There are over 500 million users on Facebook. 250 million log in every day.
Yeah.
You think that's not a good place to recruit? Are you kidding me?
I don't think how is it a good place to recruit? You tell me.
Targeted. It's targeted recruiting.
How do you target your messages on Facebook?
What do you want your
target? Have you ever looked at the whole ad process on Facebook?
Yeah, I can pick out a 26-year-old.
You can pick out a specific community, a specific occupation, and put an ad out there for hardly anything. And receive 2,000 impressions, have one click through, and have paid $2.50.
How do you do that?
Yeah, how do you do that?
How do you do that? Go to advertising.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you can do
at
anybody
the bottom
could
of the
do
page.
It.
It's pretty easy. Anybody can.
Yeah, who goes to the bottom of the
ad.
Page?
The bottom
well,
of the page
first,
on Facebook.
I
want to
hear first from Rayanne, then Dr. Nick about how to advertise on Facebook. Rayanne, give us an example if you have one.
I do it all the time in my business.
So
I'm
give
looking
us an
for
example,
milk
please.
And for
shows. Okay, so example, I just had just produced a show this last weekend. And I wanted to send out ads to everybody that's on Facebook that's in the Huntington Beach or South Orange County communities of California. And so I posted a graphic from the show. I put a couple of lines in about coming out and seeing the show.
How
and then
graphic.
Put, excuse me?
I'm
and then
sorry.
I targeted it. I selected so that I first put California and it had something like 500,000 people. And then I selected people that are interested in theater, and it dropped it down. And then I selected Orange County, and it dropped it down even more. So I had targeted ads going out to about 20,000 people. That
yeah, based on geography,
voting.
I mean, but
yeah,
talking,
yeah, well, let me ask
you
all
these
people. She said it was in uninterest too, Jerry. But Maureen, listen to me. Hey, I'm in charge. Listen to me.
Yes, sir.
Can you target it by profession?
Yes.
People list their profession in a regular manner. They do that all the time.
I do it with Broadbean. I have targeted recruiters, hiring managers, HR professionals.
Dr. Nick, you come in now. Tell us your story.
Oh, for real. I'll back up everything that was there 100%.
Can you give an example?
I can give you an example that I did not do of a young kid aged 13 who posted up about his dad who got hurt on the job and said, I want to target all the police officers and public safety people in Washington, D.C., put a code on there for an officer down and a little link, and was like, hey, my dad lost his benefits and we need support. Within 72 hours, had something like 13,000 fans on this page because of one targeting in the Virginia and D.C. area. Spent less than $100 and managed to change policy around his dad's benefits. Over
yeah, but that's a human interest story.
No. Okay.
Jerry, back up. You listen to me. Jerry, give us a title now. Give us a title that you would like to advertise for, and I want to give it to Dr. Nick, and you ask him if that would work with that.
I gotta go log on to Facebook now.
Oh man, this is getting too heavy.
No, okay. Anybody else got an example of somebody they're looking for?
I got a question.
Yeah, Jerry.
How much does it cost?
Who's the email recruiter? Kathy Manis?
A steel mill recruiter.
A steel mill recruiter? What's that?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Is this how
you want to end the last show of the year?
Yeah, I want you to be quiet and listen to me,
Jerry.
I'll be quiet. Watch me.
I'm in charge. Listen to me.
About six.
That's right. Thank you.
Ray,
okay, Kathy.
Jerry, tell us what you're looking for.
A steel mill recruiter.
Oh, Jerry.
Virtual position.
Oh, that's creepy. Whoever did that.
It wasn't me.
I want to know
Kathy,
how much this
can you tell
this
us what you're looking for? Dr. Nick, tell her how to do it on Facebook.
Well, that's good. I'll be straight up. That's going to be a tough one.
I know.
Now, so you're throwing out the hardball just to try it. Now, the way that it works is that you can do targeting. The reasons why it's important is that you're going to have an extremely low price point and extremely targeted advertisement. Steel mill recruiters?
Why wouldn't you go to cities or communities where steel mills are and then click on
recruiters?
They
don't exist anymore. They've been out of business for
40
years.
Then why do you need to recruit one?
Because there's one company that has
an applicable. Okay.
There's
a way to do it because you can target it down to specific. I mean, why wouldn't you go to the community where they're looking and target recruiters, HR professionals, construction workers, anybody that's in there? And you basically, people are not going to click through unless they're interested. And you're paying a very small amount to have impressions put on thousands of pages.
No, I think
every
it's a great
time
idea.
Somebody logs in
I think
or
it's
changes
a great idea.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and Facebook is making a lot of money.
How much does it cost? How much did you pay for that last example that you put out there?
You actually select
how much
you
want.
Bid. Okay, so like the last one I did was 71 cents per click-through, and I had maybe 10 click-throughs. So I paid $7.10
for
an ad.
I'm going to find that ad and make sure that we run that up.
7 days. Lasted 7 days and had about 20,000 impressions.
Okay, now
20,000 people saw it on their pages.
But only seven people click through, you say, or 10 people click
right.
through.
Can I just say one thing? Dean Bannister reminded on Twitter that I don't have his mic open. All the mics are open. Let's just see if we can hear Dave Bannister.
So you can put a limit, though, to it, right?
Can
so
you
like,
hear me?
Let's hear when you
need
to hear Dave Bannister.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, you can do a daily
Stop
limit.
After them.
Okay. I'm in charge here.
You put a credit card in, and then they send you they will send you an invoice on the email address that you have selected. This is how much was charged to your Facebook ads account.
Gotcha.
And
you
can
limit.
Stop it at any
said,
time.
Rianne? There's a limit.
There, you can select a limit, a daily limit. So if you only want to pay $10 a day for ads and you have selected 71 cents, right, they will only do 11 ads, I think, is how it works out. 11 ads. They will only allow 11 click-throughs per day.
Not 12.
Yeah, it's it's all set by daily campaign, monthly limits. I mean, you can completely control all your costs on it and have
it's
as many campaigns
easy.
As you want.
LinkedIn is similar. LinkedIn ads is very similar, although they're more costly. And
it's basically
you can go
AdWords,
in and change it at any time.
Targeting.
Every day I can go in and change the graphic or change what the verbiage is on it.
Do you put a link in there, Rayanne? Like, would you put a link into
yes.
your contact information? Or
you can have it actually attached to a word, or you can have your URL for your website on there.
Are we now talking about how to advertise a community play on Facebook?
No,
what's
we're talking about how
that?
To advertise your jobs.
Right. Advertise jobs on Facebook. Which
what job
are
you advertising, Rayanne?
I did advertise the need for salespeople at Broadbean.
Okay.
Now, did you do that under your personal page or under a company page?
You got to do it under your personal account.
You do it under, yeah.
Now, out of those click-throughs, how many were successful? How many hires did you make? Or qualified
I did
candidate?
Make a hire from the Facebook page.
You did or did not?
I did not. But what I did was brand the company.
Gotcha. And do they have to be your friends to click on it? How do they see it?
And as a result, I receive random messages all the time asking if Broadbean is hiring right now, which we're not.
And they're not from, senior citizens homes or anything like
no,
that?
No, they're not. Looking for condoms, no.
Okay,
they're
just making sure.
Watch that.
Be sure.
Okay, Dave Bannister, you're up.
Well, now I have nothing to say. I just have to say 20 minutes ago. Mike's been open.
So
I'm
back
trying
in time,
to talk
Dave.
For 45 minutes now. I am rejecting that award.
You know what? I didn't give it to you, by the way. That's you just nominated, and I didn't say I would use those. I just want to remind everybody, you can nominate yourself for Recruiting Animal Award. Just send me a direct message at animal or recruiting email at recruitinganimal@gmail.com. And outsiders will come to your blog when you have a badge and you were nominated for a certain category of Recruiting Animal Award, and they'll say, hey, that guy must be pretty good if he was nominated for an award. They don't know that you nominated yourself, and I'm not telling anybody.
Do you want to mention?
I will be putting out a Facebook ad.
Animal,
you know
do you want to mention how the last year's Twitter Bug Award recipient used that award to skyrocket her career and founded possibly the largest hashtag on Twitter? You want to mention
you know
any
what?
Of that?
I got to tell you, the Twitter Bug Award has been hot for the last 2 years. People
yeah.
have actually capitalized off the Twitter Bug
yep.
Award.
Yep.
Okay, but I'm not saying
that's the coveted
that
award.
Now,
HR Margo.
Resume Strategy said something true on Twitter. I can't notice everything. Shout out, though, to Maren Hogan. She's not in the recruiting community anymore, but she's listening and supporting Rayanne.
Hey,
I saw her. Okay.
Love you.
But Resume Strategy said STDs. Sexually transmitted diseases are rampant in old folks' homes. And I remember about 5 years ago that there was an outbreak of AIDS in some old folks' home senior citizens' residence
yep.
in Florida, and one guy was sleeping with all the women. That's what they called their house.
That's sorry.
He's a hell
okay,
of a recruiter,
anybody,
though.
To shut it down.
Now, yeah,
literally and physically.
Shut it down.
Now I got to tell you, Rayanne and Dr. Nick, thanks. That was really interesting, and I learned something. It took a lot of fighting to get to that, and I had to fend off, you know, people. That's why Dave Manister didn't get to talk. He didn't fight hard enough.
Can I just add something
great.
Real quick to that? If you're going to do a similar project on LinkedIn, it's about $5 per click-through. So it's more costly, but it seems to be more effective, more professional.
Why don't you write a great article about that on recruitingblogs.com, which you're so good at. Should. But everybody now stand by for the Jerry Albright After Show!
Well, here we are.
Whoa, what was that?
Did you hear Damn. That?
Who's
that
the hog
horrific.
On here?
That's just horrific. Somebody throw him some corn cobs, please.
What are we going to rate? Are we going to rate
corn
something?
Corn cobs. Oh, my. How's it going, everybody? Now that we can have a civil discussion. God, it's hard to wait an hour for an actual conversation, isn't it?
Where's the
good conversation in there. Stop it, Jerry.
Facebook ads. I mean, okay. All right.
I got thanked for it, okay? Dr. Nick and I were thanked, so you need to get over it.
I'm blown away that half the members of Facebook log on every day.
Yep.
I mean, think about that.
That's a lot. Yeah.
And most of them.
I find that really hard to believe.
Here, Maureen, what's happening is that people are using Facebook instead of email.
And most are logging in through their mobile devices.
Exactly.
See, I find that interesting because I think using Facebook, at least in my experience via my iPhone, was very, very difficult, and I uninstalled it.
It's so tiny.
Are you kidding?
They're technically challenged.
No, their mobile application is really good. Both their mobile app and then their mobile...
app's just like the website.
Yeah, their mobile app is awesome. And then they also have where you can log in directly through Safari, and it's really good too. So they have two ways to log in that are both very easy to use.
Has that changed?
What's everyone's thought on why people are logging in on a mobile device? Do you think it's to avoid corporate Big Brother?
No, it's because people are getting smartphones.
Because it's easy.
Okay,
can I answer that question
for my own use?
Don't a lot of large corporations have anti-Facebook policies during business hours?
They should.
Media policy. That might be part of it, but I don't think that's why people are doing it.
Okay. It'd be interesting to find out, but
I think it's
more popular. The people, you're surprised that they're logging in. Like half the people log in every day. It's for younger people. People are still dating. I mean, you know, the older you are and the more set in your social life, I'll say, the less of an impact it has on your day to day.
Excuse me.
You're looking at it from like a corporate perspective where you're kind of like looking at, you know, corporate firewall and stuff. And it's just like it's part of the lifestyle. So, you know, you're on the phone.
And the only thing that's missing, I would say to that, is that you cannot take care of fan pages or group pages from the mobile device. So if you're managing a group or fan page for your company, you need to be able to log in from work or from a PC because it's not manageable at this time. I'm sure that is changing from
also,
your mobile device.
Yeah, the blanket assumption that everyone is younger and still dating is not correct.
That's incorrect.
The fastest growing group is 30 and 40-year-old daily game players.
Yeah.
Wow.
God, there's a group of insanity.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If I get one more Farmville request on my damn LinkedIn or Facebook,
just block
rather.
It. You can block
you can
the Farmville
block
app.
It.
You just block
Jerry
it. You
Albright.
Never get another request.
It's technically challenged.
Request.
Jerry Albright.
Yeah.
It would be worth it for you to maybe spend $35 or $40 and see if you can get a Java programmer through Facebook.
You wouldn't even have to spend that much. Did Maureen, did you have a question?
I do.
No, I'm fascinated by that.
Hey,
I'll ask
her, Rayanne, okay?
Somebody's asking, somebody had a question. I just didn't want to talk over
that. I have a question.
Then let me ask, okay?
Janice
does.
Who has a question?
Janice has a question, Jerry.
Okay.
Don't talk to Rayanne like that. Jeez.
Okay.
Look, you start losing control. I've paid attention to Animal as he's kind of lost control. It happens in small pieces, okay? And pretty soon, it's gone. I'm not letting it happen here.
Jerry, we love
Iron Fist.
All right, can I ask my question?
Yes.
Okay. Facebook, to me, is so corrupt with friends, grandchildren. How does anybody find anything on Facebook? I mean, it's fun, but using it if you're an individual looking for other, or if you're a recruiter looking for other individuals, I mean, doesn't all that stuff get in the way? There's just a bunch of noise and baloney.
Here's another question. How can I jump into somebody's little, you know, update or whatever, make a snide, snarky comment, but then not have to look at all the further comments? How can I make something and just get out
Nobody
of it?
Nobody tell Jerry the answer to this question.
Tell me. I got to know. Is it
I'll
possible,
give you a
Dave?
Hint. I'm going to give you a hint.
Yep.
I believe it's in the settings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go
but
to
I,
your settings and options.
Jerry
but
do
I,
not have
but I do like some of the follow-up stuff. I want to be able to choose which comments to hear more back from. It's in the settings, you're saying.
Well, you can't choose,
you
like,
can't.
Per member or
right.
contact. I mean, you're just either going to get those residual comments or you're not.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, more importantly, how do I go? Well, okay, forget it. I think I can figure it out.
Yeah, you're pretty savvy, verbal summary.
I'm middle-aged.
I think you can handle it.
And I'd like to just make a comment to Blake Cannon. So, Blake, you've now said four times that I'm technically challenged. Just remember that when we were teenagers and you were geeking off in front of your computer, I was out picking up girls.
Hey, now.
Ew. That was wrong on so many levels. Please don't ever say that again.
If y'all knew Mike, y'all know how untrue that is.
Yeah, okay.
Only thing I got to say to that is...
Old folks' homes don't count, love. Old folks' homes don't count.
Wow. I think we should start an old folks' home for the has-beens from the recruiter show, recruiting animal show.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see you all in 40 years.
Hopefully.
I'm just going to be a frequent visitor.
Yeah, did you cancel my room at Oakland Village?
Yeah,
I think I just coined a new term.
You canceling your room at the Villages?
Oh, I'm not kidding. Ask him if he canceled my room at Oakleaf Village.
No. As a matter of fact, I moved up the date.
So Jerry,
okay.
Jerry, do you have you figured out anything for the virtual party in terms of more people participating in a video chat?
What about dress code?
And dress code.
You better
dress
be passing
is optional.
Out virtual condoms.
Dress is optional.
VCs.
Show off.
Where are the VCs when you need them?
Our buttless chaps alive.
You know what? Have one of those machines installed, Jerry.
Yeah.
Senior citizen pole dancing?
I've
seen that on YouTube.
I don't want to know anymore. Stop.
Okay.
Disgusting.
Rayanne, what are your... Since we didn't have a guest today, then we're just going to have one overall score.
Okay.
What?
Or should we...
No,
yeah,
one score. One score.
Yeah.
Or content versus host.
Well, the peanut gallery would be the guest, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, the panel?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's a peanut gallery.
Peanut gallery. Rayanne, you can give us an animal score and then a score for anything you want for the second score.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
You can grade the weather outside your office.
Really?
Grade how you're feeling today.
Exclusive.
You could grade the pictures on Animal's website. Whatever you want to do.
Okay. I haven't seen the pictures on Animal's
website.
Oh,
man.
Should I go to that? Okay, so I'm going to give Animal... actually, I liked him today. I thought he was... He managed to maintain control and moved and changed subjects as necessary, so I'm going to give Animal a 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to give the Peanut Gallery a 9 too, because I thought it was an enjoyable show today. So,
was that because you got to talk?
Did I?
Women love
today?
To hear themselves
I feel like
talk.
I was yelling
they love it.
The time.
Hey,
women like what?
Love to hear themselves talk. That was always my key when I was dating. Was let them yap it up and
are you
and I was in.
True
how
that.
Did you get married? That's what I want to know.
What's that?
Oh.
How did you ever get married with that?
His wife is really pretty.
Really,
she's a doll. His wife is a doll.
I bet.
She's a sweetie.
Like a
Maureen,
literally a
doll. We got
like
your Christmas card, and and we were talking about. We just want a vacation at your place next year. We don't even have to go to Kings Island. We just want to.
Okay, we'll come. You're more than welcome.
Oh
yeah.
My lord,
Cincinnati.
Oh no, she's in Morrow.
Animal's website.
Yeah, we camped at Maureen's place last year.
It was so much fun.
It was a good time.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Did you trade pelts between the two of you?
When pelts never even came up as a topic.
Jerry, next time bring your guns.
I will.
What's this picture from?
Which one where?
The one on animals on blogtalkradio.com/animals.
Burlesque.
Oh, the movie Burlesque.
Yeah, he's trying to get a bigger audience, and I mean, that's what I mean. The porn, it's how it creeps into society.
You know
I mean, Animal
he
thinks
really
he's got to throw
a
some
Facebook
sex
ad.
In here.
I think
it's a reflection of his sexuality.
Ad.
I think sometimes he comes out when he doesn't mean to, and this is
one
example.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Animal has an obsession with movie stars.
He does.
He reads all the gossip pages and all that stuff.
Yeah. Mom, did you just accuse Animal of being gay?
No, opposite.
What? Are you
kidding? Contraire.
I don't know how you got the...
Because he likes the musicals and he likes to sing the music.
I think being gay would even be more action than he's had.
I mean, you like music too.
Into it.
No, he's definitely not gay.
All right.
Stop the bully. Maureen?
Not anything wrong with that.
Correct. I'm going to echo Rayanne. If I could give us a 10, I would give us a 10, and I would give Animal one, too. I thought it was a great
show. You can today.
Okay,
you've,
10 and
you've
10.
You've been in the penalty box long enough. 10
yeah, I thought Animal moved the show along, brought up really interesting subjects, and we all learned a lot.
I didn't learn anything.
I learned a lot.
I never do.
That Facebook thing blew me away.
Shame.
Wow, who'd have thought? You can advertise.
Well, the fact that the numbers are...
I think she was talking in the login. Who's sanding furniture?
That's
really,
Blake
are we
geeking off.
Santa's toy shop?
I thought somebody
hey,
was
Mike,
doing their nail.
Don't, you know...
Terry, you don't mean
you
that.
You got some stuff you got to work through, Mike. Try not to work through it on my show.
Jerry.
Yeah.
You know, you don't mean that when you say you never learn anything, do you?
Sometimes I'm just confirmed of what I already knew. Do you mind if I
reinforced?
We know most things.
Reinforced. I don't think we really break too much new ground on the Animal Show. It's what's your recruiting call?
Well, I think that
do you send somebody a donut or not?
Jerry
I mean, hardly revolutionary.
Educate other people too, and help other people, and then hopefully we learn from that.
I'm here for the little people.
Okay, well, I didn't say little people.
other people.
You are so inflated; it's unbelievable.
She didn't say little people.
They're completely inflated.
Good Patrick.
God.
Mike,
can I get my score? I gotta go.
Yes. Hold on, please. Janice, right?
Yeah. Okay. First of all, I give Animal a 10 because, in spite of all of it, he kept bringing up really good topics.
I thought you've done, Maureen.
And the other thing, the other thing is, I think the Peanut Gallery rocks. I think we have this symbiotic relationship, which is amazing. And corrupt, whoever that is, whatever. I think it's a great group. I'm proud to be a part of it, and I got to go deal with a research scientist. So I will talk
10.
To you guys later.
What's the score on the gallery? 10?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Maybe you have lost control, Jerry.
Mike Astringer.
See you at the party. Bye.
See ya.
Bye, Jenna.
Bye.
Your worst
fear. I'll give Animal a 9 today. I really like that there was some actual conversation going on about actual topics. And I'll give myself a 9 as well just for coining the new term geeking off, which I'm in the process of copywriting right now.
What does that mean?
No.
Don't ask him that, Jerry.
What's it mean? I want to know. I mean,
no,
if we're part of making history here, I want to know what we're talking about.
Geeking off in front of your computer while I was out picking up girls. We don't need to know any more than that. Please.
That's right.
I'd rather. Okay. And then for the gallery then? Oh, you're just giving yourself a score? Is that it, Mike?
Yeah, I'll just call me the gallery for this week.
Okay. Gotcha. Blake Cannon.
Oh, God.
Oh, like he's just now thinking about it. Moving on. Jeremy?
Well, you know.
Go ahead, Blake.
No, I thought the... I was actually going down the track that some of the topics weren't really recruiting related after Animal really stuck it out there and said this is a recruiting show. I mean, which in turn caused you to leave the show for 5 minutes because they were so non-recruiting related. But,
yep.
You know, I'm going to go with an 8, actually.
You know what? This is also business. Recruiting is business. And you can't talk about the business aspects of it.
Blake, we can't talk about hair dye. Come on.
I didn't hear the hair dye thing. Sorry, I missed it.
Dye your hair.
I was going to give
I don't dye my hair.
Rayanne a 10.
Okay.
Rayanne is a 10.
That's in line with giving anything or anybody a score, whatever you want.
can.
Yes.
Okay. Jeremy.
Okay. Animal gets a 7. Panel gets a 7.
Okay.
Saddle shoes get a 10.
Saddle shoes.
Yes.
Who has
I think they should come back.
Okay.
Cool. I always wonder
awesome.
What
they probably have a website for that, dude.
I'm gonna get one.
It's called BusinessPearl.com.
I always wonder what the audience takes away. Did the audience learn anything? And I'm still asking myself that today. So.
Yeah.
You don't think they did?
I don't know. Some of the stuff that Animal, when he reads these articles and he says, okay, let's talk about them, I think they're very interesting to him. But I got to wonder if there is, you know, more of a – is it interesting to his audience? I wonder that. Is he hitting – is he optimizing anything that he's talking
mm-hmm.
about? You know, so that's – today I think some of the topics were – but I think some of them were, for example, the one that I felt flat was the narcissism part. I wasn't really into that, and I got to wonder if the audience was.
That's come up several times this year. It's he struggles with that. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
He does.
I think we should
it's
just
an issue.
Keep doing
when you
singing
point
musicals
a finger.
At the beginning.
Mm-hmm. I just, you know, when he's the monologues, which he clearly spends a lot of time on, and he's bringing up these things that he read, I'm thinking, where do you even find this stuff?
Yeah, right.
Have you read every, you know, 95% of all mainstream written media that you're now off on these very dark alleys, if you ask me?
Yeah,
you
I'll
read
agree.
Movie magazines.
Yeah,
I like the concept because, again, you know, bring something up and talk amongst yourselves kind of thing. It's
sure.
just some of the topics I think lose traction.
But
then didn't
he bring something up today from the Business Harvard or the Harvard Business Review?
Yeah, isn't that how you find out what your audience is interested in?
Sure.
I mean, he's going to bring things that he finds interesting and then
I think that he could look at ERE and recruiting blogs.
That's what we have ERE and recruiting blogs for, Jerry.
No, and he could,
this is the recruiting
he could bring
animal.
The topic of the day or the week to
I
the
disagree.
Forefront. I think he could, instead of, you know, random pieces
don't
from,
you, think that
you know, Lennon and stuff.
To hear about that,
yeah, that's
let's
a good
go
idea,
to
Jerry.
This is no, it's not. That's boring.
It is a good idea.
No,
it's not
Ray,
animal. Do you think it would be boring?
Yes.
Why?
Jerry,
because
can I
it's,
give
already,
my
it's already out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, hold
somebody
everybody
already...
stop. Everybody. Dave Manister.
Now I know my mic's not muted anymore. this actually is exactly, I was not a fan of this show, this particular one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big animal fan, but this one, it seemed less like a recruiting show and more like a big party line where everyone was having a good time, except for me because I couldn't talk.
Perez Hilton kind of stuff.
But it just wasn't like, I didn't really get anything out of it at the end except for like, oh, like everyone's having fun talking. And
mm-hmm.
it really just
it
didn't
was
do it for me at all.
The last show guys.
And I don't think he ended on a bang.
So, I mean, for me, it was like, I really just wasn't a fan. I'm going to go like, 4 and 4, maybe.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow. That's the lowest I've ever given.
Punished.
Way to drag it down.
And I will kind of. I'll kind of jump in on that with a pair of 6s.
Oh.
Holy cow.
I just think it was flat. He had an opportunity to really, really build up the end of the year. The
Are you
high point,
pitch the
in
lowest
my opinion.
And the highest, Jer?
The what's that?
Are you going to pitch the lowest and the highest?
No, I do not do that.
I love it that Animal's co-host is his biggest nemesis.
Well, frankly,
that's why
the high point
him.
The high point of the show was me talking about the virtual Christmas party next Wednesday at 7 p.m.
I don't think
yeah,
that was the highlight.
For me, it was.
Hey,
I could tell the audience
was
with it.
Are we talking about narcissism now? Are we back on the narcissism topic?
I'm performing a community service here.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
mm-hmm.
by the way, have you decided on the video thing? I wasn't listening at the time.
You gonna be around this afternoon? I'll see. We'll check it out.
I will be.
Hey,
tiny chat.
Yep.
It's pretty cool. Anybody else have any scores or anything? This is your last chance to
store.
Hey, is Dr. Nick still
out there, Jerry?
Who is this?
Travis.
Hey, man.
Travis.
Hey. How's it going?
Travis from Indiana, right?
Yeah.
Travis from Indiana, that's right. I would say six across the board. The 10 I'd give out is for the repetition of the word Jerry. I heard that quite a bit. But I thought,
oh, Jerry.
To be honest with you, I've only been listening for a few shows now, the last few weeks. And for me, animals topics, if they would have tied into our industry a little more, I think, than what they did. You know, and being the last show of the year, I would have liked to have something that kind of carried me into, you know, 2011 a little bit stronger, I guess. But
I think Travis is a good example of somebody that's calling in to actually learn stuff. He's recently started his own agency. And,
Wrong show today.
Yeah.
That's my
now,
point.
Travis, you quite possibly have been nominated several times for Animal Show Quote of the Year, which is, I'll give Marge Schott a six from last week. So, I mean, you're kind of making a mark kind of right off the bat.
I think it was.
You know.
Well, I appreciate that. For me, you know, for me, I want the show to be, you know, an opportunity to have fun and laugh. And I did quite a bit of that today as well, but to, you know, be able to take something away that you know, is applicable.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, he'll be disappointed.
No, I hope Animal's listening. I'm sure he is. Either that or reading some, you know,
you didn't
Cuban
get my
newspaper
score,
right now.
Jerry, you didn't get my score.
Yeah, I was also fascinated by the story of the senior communities, because up until now I was convinced that, you know, as I got older, that my kids would step in and, you know, maybe add on to their house to have me, but now...
No, you don't want to do that. Now you want to go to your community.
Heck yeah.
Forget about it.
I'm going to reserve my spot now.
Yeah.
For an active community.
Something to look forward to.
And maybe some of the middle-aged hotties you bump into, slip them their business card. No
slip
reason to not try to get your flock dialed in 20 years ahead of time.
Whoa,
the
what are you talking about?
Get the flock out of here.
We're talking about flocking and slipping. I don't think we need to do that.
No. Well, thanks, Travis, and hopefully Animal will try to do a little bit better for the people that actually want to learn something.
I think you're doing a great job, Animal. Don't listen to Albright.
Well, speaking to that issue, and I think it would be a really cool thing if we did have like a weekly or maybe a bi-monthly show on hot topics that are coming off the social media sites.
No.
You know, you would think Animal already would know that.
Well,
know?
here's the issue with that is that it would be very easy to degrade certain people that comment on some of the hot topics, and I think we should avoid that. It would be hard for me
Why
to not.
Why would a
like,
show talking about hot topics have to be degrading people commenting?
Have you cruised through some of the commenters lately?
Well, people have to learn how to communicate with each other somehow, some way.
Hey, Dave,
if they're not getting it in
right.
written, maybe they need to be here themselves.
Dave.
Yes.
On ERE, is there a pretty easy way to see what the latest hot topic is, or is it just whatever's at the top?
There's both. Yeah, we have the hot topics or the most commented on, and then we have the stuff that's chronological.
Mm-hmm. I think
it would
be easy for him. I mean, you can tell the guy's looking for stuff to read. He ought to just check out the latest hot topics. You know, I found that article from Jerry Crispin kind of interesting, the whole knowledge brokers, you know, and how they reviewed all the employees at, what was it, Whirlpool, and found that the leaders aren't really socially hip. You know, but all the worker people, they're all talking amongst themselves with, you know, mobile phones, social media, chats, and all that thing. And it's just interesting. I'm just throwing that out there, okay? I didn't research that.
I think it would juice the readership, and I think it would juice the listening.
Okay. Kathy Manis, what are your scores?
I'm giving everybody a 10.
There you go.
man.
I thought it was a good show. I mean, he just, you know, it was lively. Everybody was here.
It's the holiday.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay. And so you're wanting to make sure that there is some kind of video entertainment on the virtual Christmas party. Is that correct?
I think it'd be fun to see each other.
Do we need to get cameras on our laptops?
Don't you
have
a webcam, Maureen?
I don't. I don't have one. Bob might have one.
How unhip can you be? Yeah. Hey, Bob, I need to borrow your webcam. There's a big virtual Christmas party.
What?
You're not putting that on your computer.
What program or service would accommodate that?
There's one called Tiny Chat.
That's
Tiny
only 12
Chat,
people,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's a pretty good one, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, at a certain number, like if you tried to have 50 people on a video chat, everybody'd be on a little half-inch screen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I would imagine that kind of service, you could pick the ones that you wanted to take a closer look at or something, and, you know, maybe expand those and shrink some of the, like you wouldn't need to see me. Nobody needs to see me.
But you know, Animal didn't bring it up today, but RBC is going to start, Blog Talk Radio is going to start charging $40 a month.
No, that'll
February 1st?
He can afford that.
Yeah, but when is it? February 1st?
Yeah, I don't know. Animal just tweeted that he had that Knowledge Brokers article ready to go, but he never got to it. So there you go, Manister. We came close to highlighting one of your featured articles over there, but we just didn't get there. Sorry about that. Anybody else with scores or anything? Anybody else? Any other callers? Any other topics as we wrap up the end of the year?
Where's Andy Gregory?
I don't know.
He was on earlier. I saw him tweeting.
Yeah, he stays pretty busy. He's pretty busy.
Bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
Bigger fish to fry.
I'm going to have a perch fry Friday night.
I knew that was coming.
Cool.
I just knew as soon as somebody said fish to fry. That
are you fishing through ice?
No, these are from Lake Erie in mid-October.
Oh, they're
giant, giant perch. Pheasant tonight.
Yeah. In the crock pot?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody asked for your recipe.
How do you do that?
You know, I don't know. Just whatever was in the crock pot, Nicole put like a broth and some vegetables or something in there, and then I put the pheasants in at 11:30.
Do you pluck them first?
No.
I know you do.
No,
I
force them in there and just shove the lid
hard?
Down on them.
What?
Of course
what?
You pluck them.
I've never plucked a bird. Is it hard to pluck a bird?
No.
No? How do you do it? I want to learn something.
No.
How do you pluck a bird?
Weren't we just talking about
you pluck it?
About
I mean,
relevant
you,
topics that were good for our community.
That's about the animal show.
Oh.
No,
we're losing.
Come on. Here's how you pluck a pheasant. Okay, you hold him by both of his legs. You squeeze them together, and then you start under his breast, and you just kind of pull it up.
Oh God!
That really just pulls all of the skin and all the feathers all really come off at one time, and then you just kind of pull it all off. You have to clip the wings off. However, since you're probably in South Dakota, you need to leave one of the wings on because when you transport them, you have to be able to prove that it was a rooster. You can only shoot roosters out there, so you clip one of the wings off, you clip the legs off, and then you gut it. And you're good to go.
It doesn't take long.
Yeah, it's just like a chicken.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I never plucked a chicken either.
Really? Well, you still got some stuff on your bucket list then, don't you, Maureen?
Oh, God.
You're missing out.
Not on my bucket list.
Rayanne, it's something. We'll have something to do.
No, how about my bucket list be that I make enough money that I hire somebody to pluck my
chicken? There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
I like that.
Your pool boy could probably
handle
it.
Maybe I have to hire Albright to pluck my pheasants and my chickens. Excuse me, Albright. Here's a 20. Go pluck a chicken.
Pluck it. Okay, well, hopefully we'll see if you're around next Wednesday at 7 Eastern time, and we'll talk about the holidays.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
So there's no animal show next Wednesday, correct?
No animal show.
No.
Nope.
right.
Okay.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
See y'all.
Bye, everybody.
I got a brand new walk and a brand new smile since I met you, baby. I got
I can't remember anything that happened before 2 weeks ago.